We'll discuss a little bit about eating on a fast day. So we'll touch on Tisha B'Av, Yom Kippur, maybe the other fast days. Because we know the Yom Kippur is the only biblical fast day in the Torah. And then we know we're familiar in the book of the prophets, the Zechariah, about the four fast days, the Tzom HaRevi, the fast of the fourth month, which is Yud Zayin Tammuz, Tzom Kachamishi, the fast of the fifth month, Tisha B'Av, Tzom HaShavi, the fast of the seventh month, Tzom Gedalia, and Tzom HaAsiri, Asura B'Tevis. So we're familiar with the different fast days, and the Gemara tells us in Rosh Hashanah that there's a difference between Tisha B'Av. So of course Yom Kippur is in its own league. It's biblical and it's Chayav Kares, so that's going to be the most machmir. We're going to be the strict. You're going to have to find more of a reason to eat on Yom Kippur than any other fast day. And then there's a distinction between Tisha B'Av and the other fast days. As Gemara tells us in Rosh Hashanah, that there are different stages. When the Beis HaMikdash is up, they'll all be happy days. When we live under religious persecution, there's an obligation. And today, that there's no Beis HaMikdash, but there's no religious persecution. So Ratzu Mis'anin and Ratzu Eina Mis'anim. Me'ikir Adin HaGemara, the fast is optional. However, today it's not optional for us. We have to fast. But there's a tremendous difference between Tisha B'Av and the other three. Tisha B'Av is at least a chi of Durabanan to fast, perhaps midivrei Kabbalah from the words of the prophets. That's how you explain the Gemara. Shani Tisha B'Av Shehuch Bolol Tzaras. Tisha B'Av is different because of double trouble. Both temples were destroyed. So what does that mean? So Tisha B'Av retains its divrei Kabbalah status. And therefore maybe it's comparable to Yom Kippur. Why no? Shani Tisha B'Av, it's only Durabanan today, but on a rabbinic level, we're more strict by Tisha B'Av than the other fast days because of what happened. So those are the different levels, Yom Kippur, Tisha B'Av, and the other fast days, and Tainus Estu will be in there as well. So let me use as a springboard, we'll take the Mechaber and Hilchos Tisha B'Av in Tavkuf Nun Dalet Sif Hei. The Mechaber writes of Yosef Cairo writes, Ubros Umeinekes Mis'anos B'Tisha B'Av. Pregnant women and nursing women fast on Tisha B'Av. Kederach Shem Mis'anos U'mashlimos B'Yom Kippur. He compares it to Yom Kippur. Just like on Yom Kippur, they have to fast. So too, on Tisha B'Av, they have to fast. But the other three fast days, Yud Zayin Tammuz, Tzom Gedalia, Asara B'Tevis, Patur Mivazanos, they are exempt from fasting. Even though they're allowed to eat, but they shouldn't just go all out and gouge themselves, they should eat just for what's necessary. And then in Halach Vav, the Mechaber says, Chaya kol shloshim yom, a woman after she gives birth, all 30 days. V'chein chole shud sarach locho, and similarly a chole, someone who's sick and has to eat. A chole she'ein bo sakana, or someone who's chole, but not in danger, but he's sick. Ein sarach umad, he doesn't need any estimate, ela ma'achilon oso miyad, he has to eat right away. Or doesn't have to eat right away, is that when he has to eat, he eats whatever he has to. He doesn't have to worry about how much I'm eating, what the shear is, because the makam choli lo gozu drabanim, because the place, when it came to a sick person, so on Tisha B'Av is drabanan. So the rabbi said, when it comes to a chole she'ein bo sakana, there is no need to fast. You're not even included in the fast. And it's based, the Mechaber is based on the Gemara Sachim 54b, where it basically quotes this halacha about pregnant women and nursing women have to fast and complete the fast. And the Ramban in Torah Sa'adam also writes that by Tisha B'Av, a chaya, a woman who gave birth, or a chole, or someone who was sick, so then they can ein sarach umad. They don't need any estimate. You just go ahead and not bechlal the tainis, because b'makam choli ein gozer derabbanan. Because b'makam choli they never made a takana. So that's what the Magen Mishnah points out. He quotes the Ramban, and where did he get it from? The Ramban and the Mechaber, because it says muberes umeinekes. They have to fast on Tisha B'Av. But the implication is a chaya, someone else, someone who just gave birth, or a chola, that person does not have to fast. So that's the machaber. That's where the machaber paskin to Shulchan Aruch. And just for the record, what is a chola she'in bo sakana? So if you go to Hilchos Shabbos, a chola she'in bo sakana is someone who's nafal l'mishkav. It's someone who can't function. He has to lie down in bed. But if you have a little headache, a little mechush bi'alma, but you're functional, that doesn't make you a chole she'in bo sakana. So it has to be something that prevents you from functioning. You know, and obviously we'll have to go into different details of what is, what isn't. But that's the principle. The principle is a chole she'in bo sakana. So therefore, is not bechlau, is not included in the fast. And that's the famous Rav Chaim in the stencils in Os Mem Hei. He also writes that ein kan din tainis klal, someone who's a chole isn't included. And what does it mean? Rav Chaim says there's no room to be machmir. Oshaya chumra. There's no need to fast because the fast day is not included, so there's no need to fast. So that's the psak that's based on the Gemara in Sachem 54b. That's the Ramban in Torah Sa'adam. That's the Magen Mishnah. And that's Rav Chaim. However, comes along the Ramah, Rav Moshe Isleis, which is usually the psak of Bnei Ashkenaz, Umiyu, so the Mechaber said, B'makam choli lo gozu drabanan, and for a chole and for a chaya, you just eat. So what is the Ramah, right? Umiyu, noagin lis anos kozman she'en lahem sar gadol. And the Ramah says, no, the minig is, or be, they might be exempt. But the minig is that for them to fast, as long as they don't have sar gadom, great distress, and shahayalachosh l'sakana, and there will be no concern of danger. If there's a concern of danger or sar gadol, then the Rama agrees. But if it's not sar gadol or not sakana, so then he says that there's a minhag to fast. V'hameiko, well, at the end he says, v'hameiko, and if you eat, if you lean in, you're not going to lose. So that's the Ramah. The Ramah seems to be going against, seems to be more machmen than the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, t'makam choli agoz v'drabanan, and the implication being there's no room to be machmir, because you're not even included in the fast, and the Ramah seems to say you are. So what's the different ways in the poskim to learn the Ramah? There's the Chayi Adam Mahalach and the Darkei Moshe. So what's Pshat in the Ramah? So the Chai Adam quotes the old minig to be machmir. The way he learns the Ramah, the old minig to be machmir and a chola she'en bo sakana and a chaya. However, the Chai Adam says, eino kedai lahachmir for a chola. It's not kedai to be machmir. It's a question of what the Ramah is talking about. So even though he quotes the minhag to be machmir, but he says, for a chola, he's cholek, and he says, there is an inyan to be machmir, the Ramah writes, but the Chayadim says, eino kedai. Or the way the Darkei Moshe and the Torah learns, so the way the Chayadim learns, we're talking about a cholesh, ein bo sakana, and therefore Ramah is a little more machmir than the Mechaber. According to the Darkei Moshe, if you look at the Ramah, he says the Ramah is based on the Mordechai, and that's discussing a Yoledis. So the Darkei Moshe points that everybody agrees, a cholesh ein bo sakana, there's no room to be machmir on Tisha B'Av. It's only a Yoledis, someone who gave birth, so they were gozer tainus, but there's room, and but really, she has a special dispensation. She's allowed to eat, but in a case where it won't cause any harm, no tsar gadol, so then it's okay. So the two ways of worrying the Rama, either like the Chai Adam, that the Rama is being more machmer than the Machaber, and but the Chai Adam says, ain't no kedai, or like the Darkei Moshe, that no, it's not even, the Rama is talking about something else. The Rama is talking about a Yoledes, and that there's room to be machmer. Or by, there's room to be machmer, not to eat. But by the Kol HaShem Bo Sakana, according to the Darkei Moshe, everyone agrees. So that's a question in the Rama. So interesting. So we said that would be one nafkamina, whether you're included in the fast or not, or whether you're included except that you're exempt because of special circumstances, or you're not even included, whether there's any room to be machmir. The machaber ain goes in din tainus cloud, so there's no gain of being machmir. According to the way somewhere in the Rama, that if it's not a star gado, not a sakana, so then there's room to be machmir. Some say it's only limited to your ledges. So what about eating pachos mikshir? What about on Tisha B'Av when you eat? Do you have to eat less than a certain amount at a time? Different opinions, 9 minutes, whatever the time may be. Or can I just eat regular? So we know the Be'er Halacha quotes the Binyan Tzion that on Yom Kippur, a sick person who's in danger and might die if he doesn't eat, he's allowed to eat, but pachas mikshir. He has to eat less than the prescribed amount. He can't eat everything at once. He has to space it out. And every successive achila as well, he has to space out. And when the briskers, Rav Chaim, disagree, and they say on Yom Kippur, achola sheyesh bo sakana, you can eat kedarko. If someone is sick and their life's in danger, don't play around with shirim, eat whatever you need. What about the Gemara in Krisus, Jaf Yud Gimel, that talks about eating pachas mikshir? So Rav Chaim, the briskers have a big chiddush, they write that, no, what is the halacha of pachas mikshir? That's if you're not in danger yet. In other words, right now I'm not in danger, but if I don't eat, I'm going to become in danger. So then, if you're not in danger yet, so then you can eat pachas mikshir now. But once you're in danger, so of course, then you eat kedarko. That's a machlokas haposkim. Many side with the Binyan Tzion, but the briskers say that cholesh sheyesh bo sakana, even he could eat miyad. But it's a machlokas between the Binyan Tzion and others. What about by Tisha B'Av? Do I have to eat pachas mikshir? So Aruch HaShulchan writes, no. Tisha B'Av is only Durabanan. It's only Durabanan. So therefore, you can eat regularly. So if you have to eat on Tisha B'Av, you're a chola she'en bo sakana, so then you eat kedarko. However, the Chasim Sofer, in Aruch Chaim, Simen Kufnun Zayin, we'll get to the context later, but he basically writes, he was a chol on Tisha B'Av, and he only ate, he felt what you needed for your sustenance. He felt you shouldn't just eat on Tisha B'Av. He writes, if you're a chol on Tisha B'Av, so you have to eat at pachas mikshir. He was sick as well when he did it. So the kasha on the marcheshes is, or perhaps the chasim sofer, what do you mean? If you're a chole, you have to eat pachas mikshir. It says in the Mechaber, in the Gemara, in the Mechaber, makom chole lo gozru drabanan. They're not bichlal the tainis. So maybe the Chasim Sofer learns the Rama that you know you can be machmir. Or, as the Maharam Shik explains, if you look at the Ramban closely, he says, when does the Ramban say that b'makom chole ain gozrin? That's if you don't know that if you're gonna do pachas bokas mikshir, you might get yourself in trouble. So then forget about it. But if you know, let's say you're a chol hashem bo sakana, but you know by eating pachas mikshir you'll be fine. So then the Ramban would agree, according to the Maharam Shik, that
one can eat pachas mikushir even on Tisha B'Av. So you have a machlokas by Yom Kippur. By Yom Kippur, the Binyan Tzion or many other posts can say, achol sheyesh bo sakana. You have to eat pachas mikushir. The Rav Chaim writes, even on Yom Kippur, no, it's only if you're not yet in danger. And you have a machlokas by Tisha B'Av, Aruch HaShulchan writes, no shiurim. And it's mashal from the Chasam Sofer and the Marcheshes and others that you have to eat pachas mikshir. So either like the Ramah, he wants to learn, or perhaps no. Even the Ramban agrees that if it's not, if you know for sure eating pachas mikshir, so then you have to. In fact, the Bir Halacha quotes in the Pisri Olam that there was an epidemic going around, so he wanted to eat in order to stay strong so he shouldn't get sick. So it says, he ate on Tisha B'Av pachas mikshir. So I want to bring a proof that the Bir Halacha says when it comes to Tisha B'Av, you have to eat pachas mikshir. But that's no raya, as we mentioned, like the Rav Chaim Svar, when does the Pisri Olam say that? That's when you're healthy now and you might become a chola. But perhaps if you're a chola already, a chola shein bo sakana, so there is no concept of shir. Where is the context of the Chasam Sofer? It's the famous tshuva of the Chasam Sofer. He got sick on Tisha B'Av, and he wanted to know, is one permitted? He was sick, and he ate on Tisha, but he wanted to know, can he get an aliyah? Because he knew the Talmidim, as soon as we're going to call him up. So he cleared the question whether he's allowed to get an aliyah, because the Ma'arik writes that someone who eats on a fast day cannot get an aliyah. So the Chasam Sofer disagreed and said no, he felt that you could get an aliyah because he doesn't disagree with the Ma'arik. He says the Ma'arik is only limited to Bahab, the Monday, Thursday, and Monday after the holidays. It's only limited to there, where all there is fasting. So once you eat, there's nothing left of the fast. You have nothing, you're not a bar chiyuva. But the Chasam Sofer says, even if I eat on Tisha B'Av, number one, I still should only eat as much as I need. And secondly, I have all the other inuyim. I can't wear shoes, I can't wash myself. So he felt he was bechal the tainis, and he felt he could get the aliyah. He felt the aliyah, to get on Tisha B'Av was part of the Zman, it's part of the Chal, not the Kedusha Sayom, but part of the day of Avela, it's part of the day, and therefore it could be labeled as a day, as a day where I'm still obligated in fasting, and therefore you felt you get an aliyah. So I want to point out that Rabbi Akiva Eiger seems to disagree, because Rabbi Akiva Eiger, he's talking about a case of Mincha Yom Kippur. Mincha Yom Kippur, we read the Torah, we read the Haftorah. So there's a question, what is the nature of the Kriya on Mincha Yom Kippur? Is it like Shabbos, we read a Mincha? Or it's like a fast day, we read a Mincha. So that's the Shabbos. If it's out the Tainis, so then if you're eating, you can't get an Aliyah. But if it's out the Kedushas Hayom, you would be. So he's Mesupik about the Kedushas Hayom of a Mincha Yom Kippur. And that's what the Marcheshes points out. That's the Machokas, the Machaba Ramah. How many brachas you make in the Haftorah, whether you end Magen David or Makayis of Yom HaKippurim. If you hold it out to the Tainis, you stop at Magen David. If you hold it, it's because of the Yantar, it's Makadish Yom HaKippur of Yisrael Vazmanim, or whatever the exact text is. And the Rav said, also the Nigin, how you daven, how you wane Mincha Yom Kippur, do you go with the Yantav Nigin, Yom and Noraim, or you go with the regular Nigin? So those are the issues. But we see there's clearly no Kedushas Hayom by Tisha, but he thinks it's out to Tainis, and therefore Rabbi Akiva Eiger would seem to say that you cannot get, if someone eats on Tisha B'Av, you can't get an aliyah. So by Mincha Yom Kippur, maybe yes. Rabbi Akiva Eiger's Masupik, the Chasam Sofer says yes by Tisha B'Av. Rabbi Akiva Eiger's maybe not. However, Lemaisa, most poskim assume the Marik is talking about all the time, all the fasts, not just like, not like the Chasam Sofer said. And therefore, most poskim, it's a chovas tainis, the kriyas haTorah. And therefore, if you're eating, you shouldn't get an aliyah. Perhaps if you got one already and you waned it, so then you don't have to go back. in terms of you could be Yotze, but in terms of Lechatchila, the minhag seems to be that Lechatchila, someone who's eating, should not get Aliyah on a fast day, but the evidence probably okay. So to summarize, we discussed the issue of eating on Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. The Gemara and the Machaber quoted the halacha that fundamentally a nursing woman and a pregnant woman have to fast on Tisha B'Av, bar unless you have other issues why you can't, but there's no blanket heter. However, a chole she'in bo sakana, someone just gave birth, they're exempt and they're not even included in the fast day like Rav Chaim, right? So Ramah seems to be machmer, depending how you learn the Ramah. Some say he says, under the right scenario, you can be machmer. And others say he's talking about something else, so Yoledes, but even he's bo de chole, no? We have the machokas binyan sion and the briskers on whether a chole she'ish bo sakana on Yom Kippur eats pachos pachos mikshir or eats kedarko. And that's the question by Tisha B'Av. The Aruch HaShulchan says you eat normally. It appears in the Chas and Sofer and the Marcheshes that the pachos pachos mikshir. The Machaber says that b'makom chol gazu drabani, they go with the Ramah. Or as the Maram Shik says, that no, even the Ramah would agree that if you know for sure that by eating pachos pachos mikshir you're okay, then he agrees it's okay to be machmir. But if it's only when you're not sure, then you can't be. The case with the Pischei Olam about we had the epidemic and he ate pachos pachos mikshir, that's different because that's like we had before. That's because he wasn't in sakana now; he was healthy now. So a bari has to eat pachos pachos mikshir. And that was the whole issue with getting an aliyah. Someone eats on Tisha B'Av or Yom Kippur. Rabbi Akiva Eggers is in doubt about whether Mincha Yom Kippur. He seems to say that Tisha B'Av no. Chasam Sofer says Tisha B'Av yes, but other fast days no. And most posts who learn the Ma'arik is talking about all fast days, and therefore the minhag at least with Chatzil is that if someone is eating on a fast day, even Beheter, that one should not get an Aliyah.